I believe I started in 94, and I think I've got this in the right order. I was hoping to train as a midwife. I applied for the course, and there was quite a long wait. You had to submit, you know, all sorts of stuff. And I must have seen an advert for the job, but it was for the nurses' library, and it was for a 12-month contract, or maybe even less, I can't remember, but it was a very short-term contract, and I thought, oh my God, this is brilliant. It will fit in with hopefully getting on the course. And I went along, and there were two librarians. They worked for the university library, Hertfordshire University, and they'd come into the nurses' library on all the sites across Hertfordshire. That's Hilland, Watford. There were nurses' libraries in all of those hospitals. They'd come in under the Project 2000, where all the nurses were not going to be trained within the hospital setting, but in a university setting, and go out to do their practice. So the university were taking them over, really. And I met two librarians. They interviewed me in the nurses' library at the QE2. It was facing almost, you know, the bus stops there. And all the accommodation was above. And it was a very tiny little library. And there were a couple of sort of nurse practitioner rooms, training rooms. But the library was there. They held old journals and some books and things like that. I was very delighted to see when I got there that they still had the old... They had a very antiquated computer and a bit of a database, but mostly it was all card index, which it was everything I'd come from. So I could hit the ground running. And they said that, you know, they'd take me on. You know, it's great because of the experience I had. And they would try and nurture me through, you know, anything that was going on. Well, I don't think I hardly saw them again, because they were under a massive project to incorporate all these libraries, some of them which would close at a later date, you know, close completely. QE2 wanted to keep their nurses' library on, and I was asked to stay and offered a job to stay, but I felt it was too precarious. I didn't think they would be able to sustain it. And it's also quite lonely, because it was just me. It was very sort of like a nurse would come down in their slippers, you know. I would say dressing gown, but I don't think that ever happened. But because they were just above, it was like it being in their house. And they'd come down for their research, and I'd do my best with the database. And it was so clunky and antiquated, it wasn't difficult to get to grips with, really. Can't remember now how long my contract was. But I know it had to be extended, because incorporating all these libraries turned out to be a massive job. And so I went over the time scale that they could just let me go. They had to treat me like a full-time member of staff. So I thought, well, this is a lucky break. And so I applied for a promotion, because I was looking at all the other roles that they were going to do. And I got a job in the law school as senior information officer in St Albans. So the QE2 ended up being a fantastic jumping off point. And the kinds of thing I did at the library would be to help the nurses with their research, getting them to look a little bit maybe wider, looking at researching articles and things like that. And also they used to run their own training schemes from the nurses' library. And I've been trying to think, and I think it was an emergency nurse practitioner courses that they would run there, and people would come from all over to attend these courses, and I think they ran them, you know, for the income, really. It was a full-time post, but because I lived in Welwyn Garden at the time, I could pop home for lunch, which was quite nice. And then I got to know the people in the actual postgraduate library, and I think that's where some of the confusion has come, that, you know, they thought the library just had one library. It actually had two. It had the postgraduate library. And the two girls that ran that were great. Well, there was a librarian and her assistant, and I can't remember their names, but they were great fun. And we could, you know, help each other out if we needed anything, but it very rarely happened, because they were looking at a whole different level of customer, really, you know, doctors and more advanced work than the nurses' stuff. But I'm looking at things like nursing times and palliative care and all this sort of stuff, and they're looking at, you know, neuro, medical and much more advanced stuff. So we very rarely crossed over. And I do think that a lot of the work I did there helped me in later on, when I decided to change again completely and went on to be a patient advice and liaison service coordinator for the Borough of Barnet. And you do feel, and especially here at the QE2, I always used to feel a real part of it. you know, you'd hear a blue light going, and you know, you'd almost get a tingle. And I did was work in the library. I didn't save anybody's life, you know, but you do feel a real part of it. And so I think I was there about 18 months. And then, of course, everything changed, as I said, and the nurses went into university